Welcome to another Kingdom Building Conversation where we put Christ on display through those serving him in the culture. Today's guest is interesting for a number of reasons. Let me just start right here. Pandora named him Christian Artist to Watch in 2020. His tracks Higher and Real Love from Hovi Volume 1 and Volume 2 were featured in VH1's Love and Hip Hop Atlanta in 2020. And Cold Blooded was featured in ABC's hit show The Rookie. Shortly after Broken Heart released, the world shut down, entering into a global pandemic, and we all have felt that. But this put his hopes of touring and performing on hold, and like the rest of the world, he found himself in his bedroom, secluded from friends and family, but he was forced to face his insecurities and fears and surrender them to God. It was then this forthcoming album that we're going to talk about was born. He's here to do that today. So welcome, Hovi, to this episode of Kingdom Building Conversations. Welcome, brother.
Going on, man. Thank you for having me, bro.
Absolutely. Good to be with you, man. Good to be with you.
You too, bro. I'm excited.
Hey, listen, I'm enjoying this album that we're going to spend some time talking about. I like a couple things about it, man. The versatility, the storyline, and everything. But before we jump into that, I always like to start out with some lighthearted moments, man. And we call it the lightning round. Bunch of questions I'm going to throw at you really quickly.
All right.
I'm going to warm you up with a couple ones that are like yes or no, you know, this or that type questions. They'll go deeper, but try not to overthink them. I'm going to hit like all 20 questions.
It's going to be quick. Let's get all it.
Right.
Like freestyle.
Exactly. Like freestyling. You see, you hit it. I knew you and I would be there. All right, cool. Dog or cat person?
Dog.
Text and talk in a DM?
Text.
Quality of life or quantity of life?
Quality.
Quality. Okay. Last time you laughed out loud, very hard.
Pass.
Pass. Okay. Nice. Two things you would change about yourself.
Man, I wish I was a little taller so I could be in the NBA. And then, man, smaller feet. I got
smaller feet.
I need a 10 and a half so I can get more shoes.
Oh, that's funny, man. That is funny. When are you most productive?
Oh, it used to be nighttime. Now I say around like midday.
Midday? Okay. Yeah. Okay. What chore do you hate doing?
Oh, bro. I don't like dishes.
I feel you on that, bro. You know what? Actually, I'm going to take that back. I find it peaceful now. Maybe it's because I'm older. No,
it is peaceful, but it's like the act of getting up to do them.
Yeah. It's like it's got to be on my terms when I want to do it.
First dish, bro. I'm like, bro, I'm not feeling this.
Yeah.
Or start being like, hey, bro, you better finish these dishes.
Yeah, I'm with you. What's the first thing you think about in the morning?
Bro, so it's interesting. If my heart right, the first thing I'm going to think about is just talking to him. But sometimes I find myself rolling over on the gram.
Yeah.
Like checking the gram or texting my fiance, those are good things. But at the end of the day, bro, first thing first should be him. And it's cool because I know that when I'm thinking of him in the morning, it ain't for me. It's him saying good morning.
Right.
Him saying it.
That's beautiful. All right. This is a pivotal one. This could split a fan base. Okay. iPhone or Samsung? Or iPhone or Android, I guess I should say.
iPhone.
All right, my man. That's my man. All right. What age do you want to retire?
Bro. I don't got no limits. I don't got no expectations. So
got it.
Yeah.
Okay. You ever watch the show Amazing Race?
No.
Okay. All right. You ever watch any of those shows? You have to do like crazy challenges and things like that. Jump off building, eat strange food, things like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Down to try.
Yeah, okay. If you were doing one of them shows, what challenge would you say? I'm absolutely not doing that. I'll lose the show for that. I'll give it the $1 million, whatever. I'm not doing that challenge.
I would not do that whole get on the beach for 3 weeks and. Self, that whole survivor type vibe.
Got it. Not doing it. Okay. What scares you?
Something when I drive past semis, I be feeling like when I drive semi, that is getting closer.
Yeah.
That's gotta be freaking me out, bro.
My mom has that one. GOAT question, man. Jordan or LeBron?
We had this convo yesterday. I always go back and forth. Like, I naturally, it's like, I wish I could say Bron because that's what I want to say. But like Jordan, probably in reality, Jordan.
Yeah.
But like if Bron grabs 7 rings, then I'm going to switch.
Then you're going to switch? Okay. What's your last thought before going to bed?
Oh, bro, that can be all over the place, just depending on the day. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. A lot of the time it is cool though, because I feel like sometimes it's just like that thought of like being at peace with him, like how much he loves me, and just but sometimes it's a lot going on in the day, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh man, I gotta get this done, or man, like this was hard today. I don't know, it just depends, bro. Like that junk varies for me.
That kind of debrief of the day, almost like a mental journal.
It just varies.
Yeah.
Bro, I feel like I'm so tired, I ain't even thinking. I'm just laying down,
Yeah.
just enjoying that rest.
That resonates, man.
Yeah.
Where do you go to think?
Oh, bro. So I really like to go in the car and listen to music and drive. Like that's really nice. Also, bro, I like in my bed, like just kind of laying in my bed, just thinking. But that can vary too. Like what something that really does help me, and I wish I did it more, was like walking. Like outside, just
Yeah.
walking around the neighborhood, bro, talking to him, spending time like that. That's a good place to think.
That is. It is. I like to do that too. We started some walks again, my wife and I. What would you do if you didn't have to work tomorrow? And then in the next few days, actually, what would you do? What would you spend your time doing?
I would definitely hang with my fiance. We kick it. Listen to music for sure. Like just kick back, listen to music. I'm a chill guy, bro. So I might go to the park. I love going to the park. Like so, go to the park, sit down. Maybe go hang with some friends. And it just depends, bro. Like for me, man. Anybody that knows me knows I'm just kind of like a. I'm just a spontaneous guy where it's like there ain't really nothing that I can't like. There's nothing on my list that I'm not going to do. Like if somebody's like, "Yo, let's go to the theme park,"
Yeah.
so whatever opportunity kind of comes to me, I'm going to do it.
I'm gonna take advantage of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite CHH artist?
Andy,
Andy, got you.
Andy and Cray. Like it's kind of back and forth, but right now, like I really, yeah. And Andy's stuff be speaking. I like Trip too. Trip, one of my favorites. Like all the guys, T Dot.
Yep.
I love Trip too. Yeah.
Got you. Favorite verse of scripture.
John 17:3, easily. It changed my life, bro. The verse, but this is eternal life, that you would know God and Jesus Christ whom He has sent. And it sounds so simple, but bro, it is, and it's because it's about knowing Him. So yeah.
Yeah, nice. Top three songs on your playlist.
Oh,
I know it's a tough one, man. I know.
I don't know like the most played, but if like I could pick the best, like my favorite songs,
Yeah.
Like overall, the joint by Louis Armstrong, "What a Wonderful World." I love that song. Really,
Yeah.
song. I love "Clarity" by Andy. That joint's crazy. Oh, bro, I got so many songs, bro. "Ain't a Mountain High Enough" too. I like Marvin Gaye. All his stuff's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
The diversity of music that you listen to. I like, yeah, I got you.
I like so like for me, it's interesting because I find a lot of the stuff I'm playing is CHH, but it's because obviously those are the people around me.
Right.
Like I really find the deep dives where like when I'm having like a for me like. Those rich listening experiences come from like those older influences. And bro, another person that just hit me is Josh Garrels. I don't know if you heard of him, but bro, that's my favorite artist. Like
Okay.
John Bellion, like stuff like that. Like, yeah, bro.
I think I recognize the name. What's one of his songs?
Josh,
Josh.
Born Again, Farther Along.
Okay.
Bro, he's crazy.
I have to check it out. Okay. Favorite board game?
Monopoly.
Yeah.
Oh,
Favorite.
Candyland. Run that.
Candyland.
Candyland. It
Boy, you bring it back. Memories. Candyland. Yes, man. Yes, man. You're kind of young for Candyland. Okay. All right.
I love it, bro.
Yeah, that's man, that's a classic. That's a classic. Okay. Favorite movie.
Oh, bro, the Rocky series.
Got you.
That's my
Yeah.
favorite, bro. You know me. Even if you listen to my album, you hear the intro and be like, all right.
Yeah.
He like
That makes sense, man. Favorite video game.
2K.
2K. NBA 2K?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
NBA 2K, yeah. I forget that 2K is starting to stretch out there.
Yeah, because they got, I think they have what, hockey? They've got a couple of baseball, yeah.
But their NBA game is just different.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I'm still. Okay. PlayStation, Xbox, or Wii?
PlayStation.
Okay. He said that with confidence, people. Right. No.
Play yourself. PlayStation.
Right. Exactly. I'm an Xbox too. I recently got back to PlayStation because my younger brother has it. So now I have both. This may be hard. Favorite kung fu flick. People struggle with this one.
Oh, man. Karate Kid, bro.
Karate Kid? Gotcha. All right, last one. Favorite junk food?
Ooh. I love cheese puffs. Like Cheeto Puffs.
Uh-huh.
Sour Patch Kids.
That's a movie. That's a movie one. You know what I mean? Like movie, some popcorn, some Sour Patch Kids, bro.
Sour Patch Kids, number one. Then I probably put the either Munchies or Cheeto Puffs.
Like, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Love. Okay, cool, yeah. Cool. So now talk about, man, you know, where you're from. And I think you say it in the wick, but let's just officially, man, tell me where you're from originally and walk me through a little bit of growing up.
Yeah.
Where you're from. Because in the wick, you say, you know, one of the lines I picked up in the wick that to me was just so poetic was something like you said, this is my story. Don't ask me where the book at.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's my book at.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the wick is Brunswick, Georgia. It's Southeast Georgia. So it's an hour from Jacksonville, Florida. And it's an hour from Savannah, Georgia. So it's kind of like in that cove. And it's a coastal town. So it's on the beach. And yeah, bro. So that's the location. But Brunswick is very, it's like a melting pot of a bunch of different cultures. But the issue is like, it's just in like little regions. So like one region, you know, you got the hood, the trap. One region, you got like the burbs. Then you got the beach.
Mm-hmm.
You got all these different little sandboxes around. So growing up there, man, it was interesting, bro, because my parents ain't make much money. We was living in a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
The way they were sacrificing was amazing. It was beautiful. But yeah, bro, so we went through that. And I didn't know that, you know what I mean? I didn't really care. I was just enjoying life. So it was, right. I feel like some people say like they don't enjoy where they grow up because what they went through, but I like enjoyed it. Like walking outside, like I just feel like I had hope. You know what I mean? So like growing up, bro, was so interesting because I did love the community I was in, meeting a bunch of different types of people. And then I remember we eventually moved away from Brunswick and went to Ellijay, Georgia. And then after that, a couple of things went down. Then we went back to Brunswick. So finishing out my life, like my high school life, my middle school life in Brunswick, like that's where I was really introduced to hip hop. And so like the cool part about Brunswick is there's definitely deep hip hop culture. Like people really love hip hop. Even the suburban white dude, like, he's going to listen to hip hop. You know what I mean? So it's cool. Yeah. Like the whole culture, I mean, for the most part, respects what I do and respects hip hop. So that's where I was introduced to like Eminem and Wayne, like Wayne,
yeah.
For us, like in middle school, Wayne was like our hero.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like around sixth, seventh grade. And that was what introduced me. But at the same time, it was kind of messing with my spirit. Cause I was I couldn't take all that in. So, yeah.
Say more about that. You know, what made him your hero?
Well, say like he was my hero, but he was like our hero.
Our
like,
hero, exactly.
Like homeboys, like if we're going to play football outside, like we had Dwayne, like
right.
we had Carter Ford playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like he was so playful,
mm-hmm.
and he spoke our language, like even if you don't do the things he does, like he speaks that youthful language where when he got on when he slid on Excuse My Charisma, I go to Spitzer. When he got on there, it was just like, dang, bro, like this is how we feel. Like we're like living life. And so I think that playfulness and like the way it was 6 foot, 7 foot, bro, the way he slid on that, it was just like, it related, I think, to the way that we just wanted to just have fun. But then at the same time, for me, I always had that conviction. Like when it would go on, it's not that secular music's like bad to listen to, mm-hmm. but I would always feel convicted. Cause I knew like, man, like there's more than that. And so that's around that time, I was also listening to Lecrae.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting that hope. But then when I'd be with the homies, they'd be playing Wayne. And then Cray dropped Church Clothes, and I was like, oh man, this sounds like Lil Wayne. Good.
Yeah. Good, man. You know, one of the things to me about Back in the Wick is I think it's a 2.5 minute, man, 3 minute song, but you unpack a lot in that song, right? From my recollection, man, you talk about, you know, hating your mom for a minute, but at the same time respecting how much she was going through and doing for your family.
Even with that line, I always want to give context to it. So when looked at my mama with hate, I didn't mean like I hated her. I meant like that, you know, that disrespect.
Yeah.
Like those times where I would just be so disrespectful. Looking at her with hate, like being like, man, like, I don't respect you right now. And I think that's where I was coming from with that.
Got it.
Just to clarify, because man, I've always loved my mama, but I went through those times where I was just, you know what I mean? Being blatantly disrespectful. And that wasn't.
And now you can see it so clearly as what it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good, man. And, you know, talk about your mom getting fired, your dad getting fired, how tough it was, but acknowledging how much they were taking you through. And then, what changed your life? Just like you said, sixth, seventh grade, it was almost like Wayne was speaking the feelings that you felt. He was expressing it. You know what I mean? Like this dude is speaking about what I see, but yet there's something tugging me on the inside. What was that real turning point? Because I think you mentioned that, you know, something happened in college. What really was that turning point for you?
Yeah. So it kind of started in high school and carried into college. So in high school, I went on this mission trip. First of all, I was in church my whole life. So okay. Like I knew about God, and people would call me that Christian kid, because I was a good kid,
right?
I mean everything, you know what I mean. So, you know what I mean. First of all, in middle school, just to give you some context, in middle school, I really did have a heart for the Lord, and like mm-hmm. grow with the Lord, feeling these convictions for like that stuff I'm listening to, but also just stuff knowing that. There's things I don't want to do. And thank God I didn't fall into those things. So get to high school. And I remember going on a mission trip to Memphis, Tennessee. And on that mission trip, bro, I'll never forget it, bro. Like I saw the craziest things I've ever seen. People getting healed, like demons casted out. And just also people just finding life in him. Like, on that trip, I remember hearing Jesus like speak to me, and he said, follow me. And like he just spoke it in my heart, bro. And I just remember doing it. I was like, all right. Like I heard that, I broke down crying, and that like I remember my adventure started, where my hunger started to grow.
Yeah.
Started to like practice intimacy with him versus like doing the right stuff. It was like practicing intimacy. And obviously I was still young in high school, so I had like some judgmental tendencies, like looking at my friends like, man, y'all do this, this, and this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Then I remember going to college, and I started going after him hard, bro. Taking time out to go like duck away, like same spot. I'll go to the same spot on campus by the lake and just I had like this beautiful time with him, bro. And I remember just growing, like the way I was seeing the world, like seeing like even seeing girls. I remember seeing girls in a whole other light where I was.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just see y'all as my sisters. Like, bro, my eyes had changed, bro.
Yeah.
I remember having a day where it was like just listening to the Holy Spirit. Like, all right, cool. I'm going to go drive 20 minutes to the beach, pray for this person, dip around, come back, go to the gas station, talk to this person. It was just like living in the kingdom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I had like crazy just experiences with the Holy Spirit, which is obviously like beautiful. But yeah, bro. So college. That was just my
things, yeah.
All it was discipline. Cause I started, and I was getting discipled too. seeing people around me finding him, like crazy, bro. Like, I'm eternally grateful for that season.
So good, man. And you know, you say some of that in one of the songs too. I can't remember if it was Back in the Wick or another song, but you said, you know, how it changed your life and you changed your visual. And how you saw women, and you said marry my wife, and I'm not going to marry her twice.
Yeah.
You know, say more about what you meant in that line.
Yeah, man. It's like when I'm committing to her, like I'm committing. Like I'm not here to play no games. I'm not here to like I'm in a pure heart. I want to be there for her always. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I feel like sometimes, and this ain't based on nobody else, but for me, like I don't want. And people have been through things, so I totally understand it. But for like me in my marriage, I want to make sure that, man, divorce ain't even a word.
Yeah.
I want to always fight for her heart.
Yeah.
Like always pursue her like Christ does. Because he never left me, man. He could have plenty of times.
Mm.
So, yeah, bro, that's kind of what I meant by it. I mean, I'm staying loyal to the soil. You know what that's I mean? Good.
Loyal to the soil. I love it. I love it. Who's a person, you know, when you think about that mission trip and what changed you, and maybe so there's not an answer to this one, but I'm going to still tug on it. Is there a person that's also had that kind of positive impact as you, you know, going through conversion or help walk you through that journey?
Yeah, he just flew out in the morning, bro. We was out here doing ministry together. His name's Doug. And Doug is the guy that disciples me. And the whole time he was discipling me, bro.
Okay.
He was like on some real discipleship. Like, man, like. Yeah, bro. Doug.
That's good. That's good. That's good. What inspires you and keeps you going, man, in this music? You know, I listened to the new album, and you know, I listened to the previous work and the new work. And one of the things about the new work is the versatility. I'm not even sure, you know, let me ask you this, because I was going to say something. I don't want to leave the witness. How would you categorize your album?
I call it a chameleon, where it's like you just listen to it and you just, it's just blending in everything. You know what I mean? I don't even know what type of artist I am or anything.
How are they going to categorize? Like how's Reach going to, when they push it out, what category? I mean, you have to choose categories, right? So I think it's going to be the primary category.
I think the primary category is still going to be hip hop.
Okay.
You can listen and kind of see like, even on the singing track, sometimes like I still kind of put some flavor. Even on Ninth Grade, I'll be going back to that falsetto thing. Just taking my hip hop roots and kind of like just toying with it. On Washing the Blood, even having them Kanye drums, like, messing around like that. Like so, still hip hop, but I'll say a lot of it too is kind of pop and worship.
It is, man.
And that's just because I love Justin Bieber. I love Kendrick Lamar. You know what I mean? Like, I love Cray. It's like mixing all that in one influence.
Yeah.
Like Holy Spirit, even that song, Holy Spirit. I mean, that's a multi-genre song as well.
No doubt.
It's rap, but it's also gospel. Like,
right.
And yeah, bro. So I don't even, to be honest with you, bro, I don't know what to call it. And I think that's the beauty. Like,
I enjoyed it because it's funny. You know how you're listening to, first of all, you know, we're kind of like a singles society, right? We're so used to listening to playlists with a bunch of different singles. So when you go listen to an album, that's almost an isolated time, right? We don't do that much. I'm listening to it in the car and I have it loaded. I'm listening and I think I messed up and somehow shuffled the list, right? So I go back and I go, oh, no, that's him. And I'm like, my boy is singing. And I go, so I'm listening back again. And I'm not hearing a lot of like studio work. I'm hearing, you know, I've produced, so I can tell studio work versus pure. And I'm like, my boy's singing, you know. And what I enjoy, man, was the artistry, the creativity, and just being authentic and being unleashed. Just saying, I'm just gonna do what's coming from my heart and just let it go, right?
Yeah, bro. I think too, it was cool because like, I've always desired this for Reach.
Right.
Like, as a Reach fan, like, I always wanted to get that. And I think Gavi does that well. Archie does that well.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, I wanted to bring that to the table for myself where it's like, hey, I want to be able to give these fans something that they don't know.
Yeah.
I want to be able to give them a taste that's not familiar. You know what I mean? And what's cool too, the biggest goal for me is that everything's from the spirit. Like the whole album, like, is a journey for sure. Even in the dark tracks, bro, you can see how they tie in to like the greater message, like of his blood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
I like it. And, you know, Christina told me, you know, it's not fully done. You guys may make some changes, but I enjoy the, and I know how that works, right? You may get to.
No, it's done now.
You're done now. Okay.
It's mastered.
It's done. Okay.
Bro, we got to send you the new link.
Okay. Send me the new link because I got it last week. And you know, even the sequencing of it between the rap tracks and the singing tracks and pop, whatever you want to call them, was really well done. And I enjoyed it. The point you just talked about, man, you know, working with Reach now, what was the feeling like going from being such a deep Reach listener to now being on Reach and then being on like still 40 deep as an example, right? Listening to 40 deep back then. And now what's that like, man?
Yeah, it's amazing. What's interesting though, is that because I listened so long, I was such a diehard fan. I definitely think I set myself up to be let down. Not in a bad way, but okay. Like, oh, these dudes are human. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and that's a good thing because it's like, oh, all right, cool. These dudes is for real,
right?
Like human, and so, that's been cool. Like getting to know these dudes in their hearts, and like they're not just robots. You know what I mean? And it's been cool, just getting to live out their dream, but to do it in a whole other way. Like, I didn't know I was going to do it this way. Like, if you would have asked me years ago, I would have thought I was just rapping.
Gotcha.
But now, like, I think getting to be fully me on the label that I aspire to get to work with is incredible, bro. And I got a good team around me. The label champions me, man. And I mean, it's a family, dog. Yeah. Like, it's a family. I don't know if you heard that line and Can't Tell It All where I said if you want to walk with God, you got to walk with some good company, not the ones that build your company. Reach don't come for me. And it's cool because I learned that that line was no dig on nobody's character, because I'm friends with a lot of people on the label. As a whole and as a business, Reach can't be my discipleship.
Right.
Well,
right.
I grew up thinking that they was going to be my spiritual, you know what I mean? Like,
discipleship. Right.
It wasn't. And so I just think that was cool to even put in the album where it's like, man, like, kind of making it funny and like hip hop, you know what I mean? Giving it a big, but in a good way, where it's like, man, know what you're stepping into, because Reach is a business and it's not a bad thing. I'm aware of what they are. Okay, cool. And they still do point me to him. And so, yeah, bro, it's been a blast. Like, and this is only album number one, you know what I mean? Me and Ace, like, we already cooking up, thinking about intentionally like about album number two and how we want it to go. So I just want to, man, I want to create a world for these fans where it's like they're experiencing him and they are experiencing just, they're getting to hear the life of a son.
Yeah.
Who his father is. And bro, I'm just, man, I'm so thankful, bro.
That's good, man. That's really, really good. That's really, talk about your musical journey a bit, man. How'd you get into it, and you know what brought you? What brought you to Reach? Because obviously the rest after Reach, you know, people have really seen. But how'd you get started in music, and what brought you to Reach?
So I started freestyling in middle school. Obviously, hearing Eminem and Wayne and all that stuff, it has you want to just rap. I was battle rapping, so like in the locker room before football games or football practice, I'd be battle rapping.
Right.
Like, man, I don't know how many rap battles I don't won. Like that. It was like trophies for me. I love that feeling of being that dude that nobody could expect, you know what I mean, to rap. And then I got to high school and started, I was in band class, so I was in percussion. And I remember one of the dudes in my class, he was a senior, and he was writing raps. Like, he had a notebook. And see, I was always scared to write stuff down because I didn't want to write my feelings. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was scared to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him doing that, and bro, it just translated, and I wanted to do it too. So I started to write. And then I entered a talent show, and I won in my freshman year at my first performance ever on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then 11th grade, I won another talent show. And I was, at this time, I'm starting to make my own songs, all that. So I started producing and writing all my own stuff, recording my own stuff in my room in high school. Then after that, in college, I was doing the same thing. SoundCloud, 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 going hard. Then put stuff on DSPs. My best friend Bailey started managing me.
Mm-hmm.
Like as the homie, he was managing me. And then I sent a DM, bro, to Ace Harris from Reach on Twitter. I said, hey, bro. Because he had put out a tweet and he said, send beats. This is when he first came on.
Uh-huh.
And I was a producer, but really an artist.
Okay.
I sent him my songs. I just shot my shot. Sent my songs. He was like, yo, these are dope. Keep sending me records.
Nice.
And I did. And the rest was history, bro. We built for 2 years. He brought me up to Atlanta a year after that, after I started really growing, like a lot. Mm-hmm. And bro, the rest was history, bro. I think it was after that, sometime after that, bro. Like, as I'm growing, like, he brought me up. And then, like, I remember I got a call. I was on a mission trip, and they was like, yo, this is after Emotions was on the playlist. So they saw how Emotions was performing and just, all right. So they gave me a call and said, hey, you know, we're going to sign you. So, yeah, bro, it was.
Okay, so Emotions wasn't on Reach.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I thought it was. Okay.
I was not planted. Like people might think that I was planted. Like, I was already signed when Emotions came out. But that's true. Sorry, broke up. But people might assume that I was already signed when Emotions was on the playlist, but I really wasn't.
Okay.
If anything, I thought they were done looking at me, bro. Okay. And it just popped. It did well, and they were like, yo, I'm gonna sign them. So then after that, I stayed low-key. I signed and dropped 4 more records just to warm it up and build my own fan base before the announcement. So
gotcha. That's beautiful, man. I'm praying for you, man, for the success of this album, man, and what you have in store, bro. What, you know, when you think about the people who support you, who are listening to Holy today, and as you know, hopefully just continue to that continues to grow. If they could do one thing for you, bro, right? If they're watching this, like, man, if you ask me to do one thing, bro, I'm gonna get right to it. What would you ask people to do,
bro? I'd actually tell them, man, if you're watching this, go and read John 17:3.
Mm.
And when you read it, ask God to show you what it means. And if you tap into what that verse means, like, and you live it out, like, your life will change. Now, that's a promise.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Any last words, man, before you sign off?
Hey, man. First of all, thank you, man. Shout out to Holy Culture. Shout out to just all the people supporting me, man. Shout out to Trig. Appreciate you having me.
No doubt, brother.
Here, man, like I said, go read that verse, John 17:3. If you really believe what it says, like, just, you'll be surprised, like, with the outcome. So
no doubt.
Yeah.
Continued success, bro. Thanks for joining us.
Thank y'all.
Y'all know what it is. Y'all been a part of another Kingdom Building Conversation. Make sure you pick up Hovey's new album, Christopher, dropping soon on Reach Records. Much love, y'all.